Chapter 3. Whenever our friends got to stay for lunch, we would hang out on the front porch for a while after we ate, instead of going back down to the creek. Foster Mom usually liked for us to stay outside. I don't blame her. We were dirty as pigs by 10 o'clock in the morning. But sometimes we would wash our hands, and she would hose us off from the knees down, and we would get to play inside. She had a bunch of games that she kept in a closet upstairs. Sam and Matt liked Monopoly. They said checkers was boring, but the girl and I sat and played game after game. At first, she beat me over and over again, but it didn't take long for me to get almost as good as her. Because we were the youngest, there were days the three older boys would hang out and the girl and I would play together. We really didn't mind that they would leave us behind because we had a secret place to play that they did not know about, a hideout under the wooden front porch. The house had no basement and did not sit on a concrete foundation. It was built up off the ground, supported by wooden piers and beams, with a crawl space under the entire house. To get into the space under the porch, you had to scoot on your belly through scratchy bushes. Once inside, the space was sloped, and it was only in the tallest spot, under the top step, that we would sit up without bumping our heads. Toby the dog liked it under the porch, too. I do not know how he knew where we were, but every time we would sneak into our secret place, before long we would see him crashing through the bushes to join us. The dirt felt cool and damp under our bare legs and feet. We built little hills and valleys and made roads that curved between them. The girl brought over a set of little plastic dolls. I would have been embarrassed for my brothers to see me playing dolls, but they weren't there to tease me, so it was fun. We pretended they were a family and built little houses for the dolls out of sticks and leaves. The girl and I decorated our secret place with an assortment of toys and trinkets. Almost every time we played...